Whether you've been here before or you never left, don't let your time slip away. It's the worst kind of theft. You don't get any return sitting wallowing in shame. It's time to put in work, bringing greatness to your name. It takes focus and dedication. We're not talking about luck. Gotta keep moving forward. Welcome to Coming Unstuck. Told you as a metaphor, but you took it literally? I have to admit, there were a few for me. But one that we're going to talk about today is going to sound silly at first, but something that has really been hitting me lately as important, even though I took it wrong. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast. I'm your greatness facilitator and your host, Dustin Gruss. You know our goal here is to help you overcome that feeling of being stuck, whether it be with your mindset, not being able to move past your proverbial walls, your health, breaking old unhealthy habits and starting new ones, or your career, finding joy and purpose in what you do. I want to get you past that stuck feeling and on to a life of greatness that you deserve and that I believe is waiting for you. Alright, so what was it that it took quite literally? I was told that some people got sick or had a major health event like a heart attack because the individual didn't stop to smell the roses. Yep, that's right. For a period of my life, I believed that roses had this healing and preventative power that would keep people healthy, and I made sure that anytime I saw a rose anywhere, I stopped to smell it. Forget the apple a day keeps the doctor away. I thought roses had the power. But clearly, this is not what they meant when the adults in my life told me this, but I didn't let that stop me. And my nose didn't mind because roses smelled good. But why is that important now? Well, for me it's important because after being a foster parent for over 2 years now, one of which of those being during a global pandemic, and after experiencing shifts in my career landscape, being a devoted husband for 5 years, and turning the big 40 this year, I realize that it is important to just stop and be still at times. Yes, I, the greatness facilitator who tells you at the end of every podcast episode, every video, and every social post to keep moving forward, is now telling you to stop. Well, at times. And it's not just me telling you this. I've seen and heard it quite a bit lately, which I feel has been a sign to me to slow it down and not put so much pressure on myself. A past guest of this podcast, Archie Messersmith Bunting, and now host of his own podcast, What a Feeling, recently had on a guest discussing burnout, how to both avoid it and how to address it when it happens. Definitely go check out What a Feeling podcast with Archie of Archie Cares. Also, I heard it from the queen of all things, Oprah herself, on the Shattered Glass podcast when Oprah talked about the importance of being still when you're looking for answers. And I've listened to my body. Usually I'll help get everyone in my house in bed and then spend a little time myself, either enjoying binge-watching a show or working on things for Step Up to Greatness. And sometimes I won't get to bed until 1 in the morning at the earliest, only to get up a short 4 or 5 hours later at best to start my now 18 to 20 hour day. But lately my body has been saying nope, Even if it's going to be on the floor or on the couch, you're falling asleep now. And even more recently and headline grabbing, the importance of stopping and listening to your body, listening to your mind, your mental and emotional health. Simone Biles, Olympic champion, pulled herself from the team all-around competition at the Olympics because she didn't feel mentally right. And she's received a lot of backlash for it. She's received a lot of accolades for it. And I'm on the accolade side of it. The amount of strength it must have taken this young 24-year-old girl to pull herself from an event like the Olympics to focus on her mental health and to not only pull herself but to go out there and cheer on the girls who are going to be stepping up and filling in for her. That's courage. That's strength. But she needed to take that time for herself, especially in something like gymnastics where you have to be mentally cognizant. You have to be a mental ninja to be able to perform these incredible acrobatic feats that they do. Because if you slip up, if your mind just questions yourself at any point in that while you're doing a difficult move, which Simone Biles is known for doing extremely difficult moves, that could seriously injure you if you let your mind slip. But to also do so on the world stage, such as the Olympics, and do so in Japan, where they have a forest that's known as the suicide forest, because that's where many, many people go to hang themselves from all the trees there, because Japan actually has one of the higher rates of suicide among developed countries. To do it in front of the world where all these different nations are there and competing in different events, that's courage, but that's also looking out for yourself, looking out for making sure you're having the right mindset, that you're right with yourself. And that's one of the things why I think that stopping to smell the roses is so striking me now. The importance of self-care, the importance to stop and listen to yourself, listen to your body, listen to your thoughts, listen to your emotions. Because if you don't, if you just keep going and keep going and keep going, you're going to burn out. You're going to have a mental breakdown, emotional breakdown. You're going to take it out on other people. I've said before in past podcast episodes where I've let my anger build up and explode. You know, I've not hurt anyone and harmed anyone in any way, but you know, it's kicking or hitting inanimate objects is not any kind of example I want to set for our foster sons, hopefully our one day full sons. But I don't want to set that example, especially when they already have their own traumas they deal with, just being in the foster system. I don't want to set that kind of example. I'd rather set the example that Simone is setting for the world. So stopping to smell the roses, stopping to pull yourself from an event, stopping to take a mental day, mental health day from work. Those are all so powerful. Because, I mean, let's be honest, this past year has been a hectic year for many all over the world. And we've all been coping in many ways with what life brings us. But today I want to talk about working on your self-care practices. these practices get overlooked in the chaos of the day. So first, what is self-care? Well, self-care is defined as any activity that is intentionally meant to care for our mental, physical, emotional, and even spiritual health and wellness. Certain activities are common self-care practices. This means taking care of yourself so that you're healthy physically and mentally. You are at your best so that you can work, interact with friends and family, and you can do all the things you need to and want to in a day. And this is going to look different for each individual, but some common self-care activities many people enjoy. There's some that you might like, some that you might not like. We'll go over some of those in just a little bit here. But we've kind of already discussed why self-care is important, but there's many benefits, not just the preventative side of avoiding those mental health breakdowns and physical breakdowns, burnout, all those things. Some of the benefits are to reduce stress. It also, if you make time in your life for self-care, it improves your mental health, and you're also going to experience more happiness daily when you incorporate some self-care practices. Taking care of yourself can also improve your physical health. It's by taking care of yourself and making sure you're tip-top physical shape, it's going to help when you reduce the amount of illness you have, disease, or even disability. Many healthcare professionals are adopting an integrative healthcare style approach that includes checking in with patients to help them seek balance in all aspects of life. So that's great. Again, it's going to help reduce chances of serious illness because you're taking that time to heal your mind and your body to help you recover faster, better, and more successful overall. Okay, hold up. I want to talk to you about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms, such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. So we're going to go over some things, some tips for practicing self-care, even when times are tough. So what can you do to take care of yourself when times are tough? One, accept that things aren't perfect. When we refuse to let go of normalcy and accept things are different, you create impossible levels of stress and unnecessary suffering. So what is the best thing you can do to combat this? Step back. Acknowledge what's going on. Realize you might need a different game plan for a while. And this puts you less on the defensive and more in control. Trust me, I know. When everything was first starting last year with COVID, I mean, we were definitely on the defensive, but once we kind of formulated the game plan and a rhythm and how we handled things, it was a lot less stressful for my wife and I when it came to our grocery shopping and running errands and even handling the kids. It was a lot smoother, so we accepted that things weren't perfect and that it wasn't going to just be, you know, slowing the curve. It was going to be a long-term thing, and we realized that, and we're in a better place now because of it. Sometimes when we are experiencing a lot of stress and worry, we don't eat. We tend to lose our appetite. So one of the best things you can do for self-care when things aren't going well is to actually eat something. When you do eat, you might find yourself grabbing what's easy. This means eating a lot of fast food or empty calories. What's better? Start scheduling your meals. Make an effort to eat a balanced diet. Have proper fuel. And when you have that proper fuel is going to go a long way to help you get through what you need to. Having a balanced diet is surely a great thing to do. And one of the things, when you schedule your food, you might not feel hungry at the moment. It doesn't mean you have to scarf down a whole piece of pizza or a whole salad or a whole chicken sandwich, whatever. Just eat something. It's going to help give you fuel and help you feel a little bit better, give you energy, because that's one of the things when we're stressed and down, we usually lack on energy. So when you eat something, you're giving your body fuel, and that's going to help. Especially when it comes to the next self-care practice, and that would be exercise. When you put your body in motion, when you're under this kind of stress, it seems almost crazy at first glance. However, on the other hand, when you are overwhelmed, it's very easy to slip into a routine of inactivity. Quarantine 15, anybody? So to fix this, make a point to get up and move around every few hours. I know there's a lot of smart watches that will tell you that you need to stand up and move around. If not, you can set alarms on your phone, reminders to get up and move around. Plan it in your day to get out and go for a walk. It's especially helpful to get outside if you can. And just remember, movement has been proven to ease stress and help you feel better, even when things are different. Well, if you're going to exercise, you're probably going to want to do this next one as well. You're going to want to sleep. Sleeping isn't always easy when everything is chaotic around you, though. So you might find it easier to sleep if you create a bedtime routine and hold to it. Slow your mind through journaling or other quiet activities, which will help you process what you're going through. Do what you need to relax yourself in order to get a good night's sleep. And if you find that you're laying in bed and you're struggling to fall asleep, they say to get up and get out of bed and, you know, move around, do something, start to read a book, and then as soon as you start find yourself getting tired, go back to bed. Go back and lay down. But if you find yourself struggling to sleep and you're just counting minutes or looking at the clock and counting down to when you have to get up, that's just going to create more stress. So whatever you need to do. Sometimes when my wife and I are struggling to get sleep, we'll use the Headspace app. We just use a free version, and there's a little storytelling thing on there that we listen to. The guy talks in a very soft monotone voice, and it is Rain Day Antiques, and it's just soothing and soft, and usually puts us out within 10-15 minutes at most. So whatever you can, make sure you're getting sleep. This is an important one, and I certainly hope Simone Biles, when this is over, when they head back from Japan to the US, that she talks to someone. So that's the next to go it alone. Difficult times call for a support network. Now, I realize that over the last year, we had to be separated from people. We couldn't be as close to people, but I hope you found ways to communicate with people, either with FaceTime, Zoom, Marco Polo, even just traditional phone calls or text messages, emails, snail mail, whatever it may be. Get your feelings out there and communicate them with someone. When you make talking to others a priority, socialization over the phone or via video conferencing, it's going to go a long way to keeping you on an even keel. If you're really struggling and dealing with the situation, you might want to consider talking to a counselor or other professional. That is always, always a good way. I hope the stigma is going away when it comes to talking to counselors. I know some of the podcasts I listen to, they recommend there's BetterHelp is a online service where you can talk to counselors, professionals, and it's supposedly less expensive than talking to counselors in person. And then you can, we'll talk a little bit more about counselors in a little bit too. Next, do something to relax. Lastly, remember to take time to pamper yourself. Look for small ways to give yourself relief. Take time out for a bubble bath, to read a good book, or to indulge in hobbies that will help restore your equilibrium. Just finding ways to relax. Get a good hammock from, you can find a decent hammock on Amazon or Bed Bath Beyond, or go to a playground and just swing, feel the fun, the breeze as you swing back and forth. That's kind of relaxing. Go buy some running water and just watch and listen to the water, like a river or a lake or ocean. Just find bodies of water that can just rest, relax by, be part of nature. Do something to relax. So you have some major tips there when it comes to, practicing self-care even when times are tough. Again, accept that things aren't perfect because they're not going to be. Eat something. You need energy. Exercise. That energy comes in handy when you exercise, but exercise can help keep your body strong and able to fight off illness and disease, and help keep those pounds that will make you feel guilty about off as well. Make sure you get plenty of rest, talk to someone, don't go it alone, and do something to relax. So those are some of your main ones. A few other things, tips to practice self-care in your life. Balance your commitments and priorities. Make sure that you're not overbooking yourself. Use a planner, make to-do lists, whatever it may be. Just make sure you're balancing your commitments. It helps to make a weekly schedule to do that. Don't be afraid to say no to optional tasks or even ones that you don't want to take on. Again, stay on top of your physical and mental health by exercising and talking to other people. Set aside quality time for friends and family, and don't go it alone. Make sure you have time to be around them, and it doesn't have to be just doom and gloom and just, telling them everything that you're going through, experiencing. Make it fun. Have a good time with them. Go on a solo or group retreat. A gentleman I had on my podcast earlier this year, Dave Ruel, I saw earlier this year, he went on a solo retreat. Make sure that's okay with your significant other first, and make sure someone knows where you're going. But being able to unplug and just find peace and quiet, that's one of those relaxing things. For about 5 years, I went on a men's retreat every fall, and that was definitely recharging. It was something that I started to have a bigger part in, So it was, it would recharge my battery while also taking a little bit from another tank, but overall it definitely recharged my battery, my faith battery. And just 1 year when it was canceled, I actually found myself in a bit of a depression afterwards, after the normal time, because it was something I usually looked forward to. So make sure you're finding things that are ways to, you know, a retreat of some sort, if it is something you commonly do, or vacation. Take advantage of those opportunities to go on a retreat. I mentioned journaling earlier. Things to help you relax, like a hot bath or get a massage. A local masseuse has been running deals lately, like special flash deals. My wife and I have been taking advantage and buying packages and splitting them and scheduling them out like once a month, and they've been incredible. Sometimes I've thought about getting massages more often, but just do things. Again, self-care is so important right now, and I really hope that you take the time for yourself, because making space for self-care in your life, it provides great benefits to physical and mental health. Some aspects of self-care are personally enriching and fun, and you've heard a few of those examples earlier. And another thing, self-care is not selfish. Again, Simone Biles is dealing with people, some people call her selfish, and not understanding these armchair experts saying that, you know, she should have been able to compete, if she could be out there cheering on her teammates and joking around and laughing with them. There's a huge difference between encouraging others and doing something yourself. Self-care is not selfish. It is vital to being a well, healthy, and balanced person. This lets you face whatever life throws at you without breaking your stride. But if you are feeling overwhelmed, it is very important that you do stop and take time to smell the roses. Stop and take time for yourself. Get the rest you need. Talk to a friend or family member, or even better yet, that professional we talked about earlier. If you do work for a company, contact your HR rep and ask if there is an EAP, that's Employee Assistance Program, they can take advantage of. I've talked before about how my wife and I used our EAP to get free grief counseling when we found out we couldn't have kids of our own, and we've continued to use it since then. Even just to check in and unload whatever we've been carrying for a while. And, you know, maybe you need a life coach to help with your mindset and learning how to slow down and not be a perfectionist, not expecting everything to always be go, go, go. I'd love to help you with that. Please feel free to contact me, Dustin@stepuptogreatness.com. Message me there. Comment. On this podcast, if you like, send me a message, and I'd love to help you work on your mindset. Just make sure you take care of you. Doesn't matter what way you do it, make self-care a priority. You have to fill your cup first before you can pour into others. Just like with the airplanes, you know, when they're explaining the, if the oxygen levels drop in the plane, put your mask on first before you go to help someone else. Because if you try to help someone else first and you pass out, you're not able to help them or yourself. So make sure you take care of you. You have to fill your cup first before you can pour into others. Now, while I normally tell you to keep moving forward and step up to greatness, today I'm going to tell you to stop. Check in with yourself. Check in with the ones you love. And if you need some time, that's okay. Just know that the world is going to continue moving, and we'll be happy to have you back when you're ready to continue your pursuit of greatness. Take care of yourself. Look forward to talking to you next time. What's up, everyone? Dustin here again. Just wanted to say thank you again for listening to my podcast. Hope you found the information helpful. Again, my goal here is to help you get past that stuck feeling and find that life of greatness. If you have a story that you think would help others come unstuck and want to share it, I would love to talk to you and have you on for an episode. Or maybe you're feeling stuck yourself and have some things you want to work out. Would you like to do a podcast episode where maybe we show what some of this greatness facilitating is? I would love to talk to you then as well. And that coaching session would be free. So whatever you decide, if you have an idea of how to help someone, I'd love to hear from you. Dustin@stepuptogreatness.com. Thanks again for listening. Like, subscribe, and share.